Thank you very much. Remember, I said that we are not here to try and come up with generative language on this. We are just introducing, a member state has introduced a point for discussion now and moving forward. Remember what we said, we are dealing with a very complex issue, a complex issue that is itself not very well understood, at least in the same manner and form by everybody. The legal experts are still coming up with the legalese. So what I suggest is that I think we have ventilated enough on that. I think there's an indication that, and it is no surprise on the issue of where, who falls where. We have some further work to do, some further reflection, some further discussions. Again, the reason why it has also been put under 20, under Article 20, is that it also be able to segue into the discussion that we have agreed. And I am now seeing more and more the necessity of having some other form of open-ended discussion on the matters of reparations, but not now and not here. I do not think it will be a good use of our time to try and convince each other to cross or to accept the thing. Everyone, the topic has been tabled. It is on the floor. It is in the document. We will discuss it further. But I do encourage that the proponents for and against, that you talk to each other and you try and see whether we can come up with middle ground. I think, as South Africa said, would including where appropriate be the tweak? Maybe, maybe not, but we have some work to do. So allow us to close this chapter here. Colombia, I ask that we end the discussion on 20 bis here with the understanding that it is part and parcel of our future work and next discussions. Is that something? Colombia?